That's a very good morning to you, Morris.
Good morning, Graham.
Now, you've been looking at this, and other people have been looking at this. Do you think the Australian psyche would wrap itself around a three-day weekend?
I think it already has in many ways, but the notion is really of a three-day weekend as an interim step, because I think in the not-too-distant future we'll actually do away with weekends as we know them on a Saturday and Sunday, and also holidays as a mandated period of time as well.
Well, it's actually leading towards that, isn't it? Because I don't know too many people that actually get a full weekend off or actually get a weekend when they're supposed to, on a Saturday and a Sunday. There's some people here in the Southern Highlands take them in the middle of the week or whatever. Are we moving more towards that?
We absolutely are. We're working towards a workspace that's going to be more about project and task-oriented. We're all adults. We know we have to do work. It has to be to a great standard. We have to keep our boss, if we have one, happy. All of those things are absolute. But not all of our work has to be done Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Some jobs can actually be done at a different place from work. They might be done at home or at a client's office. Some jobs are done at a particular time. Other jobs can just be done as long as they're finished within a timely manner.
Now, with stress that we face in our workplace day to day, I know that one of the doctors in Britain has been looking at how it can benefit our health, our well-being, more time with the family, also being involved in society, also helping the economy. Why do you think getting away from the traditional weekends would be of benefit to all of those things or some of those things?
I think that really what we need to do is to make our work appropriate to our lifestyle, and we haven't done that for a couple of hundred years through the Industrial Revolution. We worked 9 to 5 because we all had to get together at a particular place. We all had to do some part of the larger part of activity. And then we finished and we came back. We had weekends because they were for religious reasons. Now, neither of those really hold up in 2014 and not 2020 in either. So I think we're far better off just having the time that we need to work and then being able to take time off that we negotiate with our boss or with ourselves and our family. So we can get together with our families when it's appropriate for all of us to do it. Because as you said, it's increasingly difficult, even with this normality of a weekend, to actually have mother and father and all the kids together over those 2 days. Maybe there's a better time for that to happen.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It had to take a fair shift, though, wouldn't it? Not only from society, but also from government, I would imagine.
It absolutely will. I mean, we're going to have to get down the legal, we're going to have to get down the award rates, all of those things are definitely conversations we have to have. Now, again, this isn't for everybody. Some industries just don't make sense this way. We want our police people, we want our hospitals, you need to be on air at a particular time. All those things obviously will remain the way they are. All I'm advocating is that we really just, in the continuum of possibilities of work, that this might be one of them. We look at whether we really do need to be somewhere at a particular time, or is it just a matter of getting it done appropriately. So I think we're actually going to free up the economy and culture if we work more to that style.
And I suppose also the thing that is driving this in certain sectors as well is the amount of work that we can actually do online or through the internet with various technologies these days.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the underpinning of it. It's not because we're not at work, it's because work can come to us if it needs to. But we're seeing it at the top end of town. The large accounting legal firms often don't require their employees to come to their space. They require them to go to their client's space. We're seeing it with miners and other people who are FIFO, fly in, fly out, who are flying to work. So we see lots of evidence already in the building industry. Many have RDOs. They work 2 weeks and have 1 day off. So lots of examples.
It's one of those things that a lot of people will consider, and particularly those people listening in this morning that are stressed and tired and not feeling that healthy and are saying, I'm not spending any time with my family. They'll embrace it like that, won't they?
I absolutely think so. And again, this is a negotiation. This is something we say to our boss. Again, if it's appropriate, look, I'm willing to come in now, but not then. And I think many bosses increasingly will be happy to have that conversation.
Okay, sounds great to me. I'm sure many will embrace it here in the Southern Highlands, and thanks for having a chat this morning.
A pleasure.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Leading business futurist, that is Morris Mizalowski, and looking at the option of a 3-day weekend. Oh,